Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There's a great story of how the Morse Farm in Montpelier transitioned from a vegetable farm to a maple syrup producer slash cross-country ski center slash mountain bike venue. It's all about using everything the land gives you, or value-added agriculture. Here to tell us about some great examples of this at work is Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Give us a better definition of value-added ag than I did.
Value-added agriculture, I think, concerns taking the raw product, whatever that might be, let's say milk, and rather than selling it in bulk as a commodity product, turning it into something right then and there on your farm or at your farmstead, so making cheese or yogurt out of it. And then you have more control over pricing, and you literally are adding value as you turn it from a raw product into something else. And I was thinking about this, a concrete example, long before any of us had used the phrase value-added agriculture or localvore or anything, there was Jack Laser, who is a farmer in Westfield who runs Butterworks Farm, which makes yogurt that we all know. And in 1975, within a week of moving to Vermont, I think at the time he was in Irisburg, he and his wife bought a cow and got out a double boiler and made yogurt on their stove and sold it to their neighbors. And there's value-added agriculture with one cow and one pot in the Northeast Kingdom and one very cool farmer.
Wow. Way ahead of his time, Jack Laser. What's UVM doing to get students to take advantage of this concept?
So they have a new internship program that's new this summer that is funded by an anonymous donor who gave $70,000 and with the intention of giving more money over the next 2 years and growing the number of students in the program. And this year, this summer, there are 6 students in UVM who are working in value-added enterprises. 3 are at dairies. One's at a brewery, Queen City Brewery in Burlington. One's at a meat farm, a pig and sheep farm in Panton. And my mind just did. Oh, Joe Bewley, Screaming Ridge, a vegetable farm that also makes prepared foods from the vegetables in central Vermont.
Well, how are these students putting this knowledge to good use at these places?
Well, the guy in Panton is his first day on the internship, he helped castrate piglets. So he said he got right into it. I think maybe he almost didn't come back. He was like, I still have the stains on my blue jeans to show it. And then, you know, the next day he's pulling burdock out of the ground, and he's learning animal husbandry, and he's working at a farmer's market. So the range of things. At the brewery, the woman there is helping to brew. She's cleaning tanks. She's involved in social media. And, you know, students now, I think, have internships as part of their education, and she said it's a really good one. It pays $12 an hour, and it's full-time, and she's learning a lot.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the idea of value-added agriculture. Sally, you talked to a couple of farms that are jumping on this train, so tell us about the farmer who's turning vegetables into liquid gold.
So that would be at the Intervale, the juice bar. He's a former, his name is Mike Winters. He's a former divorce lawyer who also was an art teacher. And he gave it all up to grow vegetables, beets and kale at the Intervale, and put it through a juicer and sell it at farmers markets. And he's, you know, he's trying to bring juice to the people, he said. So another thing about value-added agriculture is it can make it more affordable. He's growing all the raw products. He's turning it, in this case, into juice. And then there's no middleman. And then he's, you know, in a parking lot or at a farmers market selling it. And I think people, juice can be expensive, vegetable juice, fruit juice. And he's keeping it affordable that way. He wants to bring juice to the people, he said.
You mentioned one of my favorites, Joe's at Screaming Ridge. That's in East Montpelier. What's happening there?
So Joe is a very interesting person. He came to Vermont to teach at NECI, but he always wanted to farm, so he started growing vegetables. This is a while ago. And he got into value-added agriculture, making food out of his vegetables. He's a chef, so it's comes naturally to him, and he has a lot of ideas in the kitchen. And also, he saw a real competition just for the vegetables he was growing. He said, everyone's competing for the same food dollars. Why should I compete against other vegetable growers? This way, he's also become a market for friends of his who are vegetable farmers, because his kitchen enterprise, he's using more vegetables than he himself grows at his farm in East Montpelier. So this way he can stop trying to compete with other farmers, buy their products, use his products, and he makes soups and pestos and salsas and hummus. And, he picks peas one day, and the next day those peas are in a sweet pea mint soup at Hunger Mountain Co-op, and it's really good.
Do you see other applications for value-added agriculture around the state?
I don't know if this counts, but I ran into a violin maker, actually, in Brownington in the Northeast Kingdom, who used to take ox into the woods and pull out spruce trees and maple trees by oxen and use the wood to make violins. So there's value-added craftsmanship. He still makes violins, but he doesn't have the ox.
Sally Pollock writes for the Save Our War section of the Burlington Free Press. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.